Protesters on the march in Tunis after the announcement by President Kais Saied to dissolve Tunisia's legal watchdog, the Supreme Judicial Council. Their march was on the 8th anniversary of the assassination of left-wing politician Chokri Belaid by gunmen who've not been caught. The anniversary is always an emotional day for Tunisians. A well-loved champion of human rights and freedom, Belaid's loss is still felt deeply, and his murder remains unsolved. His supporters demand the launch of a murder investigation every year and call for the prosecution of whoever was responsible. Many Tunisians say they've lost faith in the justice system.
Today, all political parties, associations and independents have come out to say that corruption is over. We all know, everyone knows, that before July 25th, judicial appointments were based on party affiliations, and the Supreme Judicial Council was essentially built on party affiliations.
Saied says the Supreme Judicial Council is corrupt and is preventing politically sensitive cases from being prosecuted with the help of what he called hidden powers.
And it is your right, as I said, to dissolve the Superior Council of the Judiciary, where positions are sold.
Critics of the president say he's targeting the judiciary in order to consolidate national institutional power. They accuse him of a power grab, suspending parliament and dissolving government last July. Since then, Kais Saied has ruled by decree, overseeing all state institutions, including the judiciary, which continues to push back against his one-man rule. The conflict between the judges and the president here seems far from over. Elysia Falkman, Al Jazeera, Tunis.